Thank you for contacting Provider Services. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. I'm Carrie, your virtual assistant. If you are a member, say member. If you are a provider or calling on behalf of a provider, say provider. Sorry, I did not understand. Sorry, I did not understand your response. Let's transfer you to a representative for assistance. Thank you for your patience.
All calls are recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes. If you do not wish to have your call used for these purposes, please inform your representative. Thank you.
Thank you for calling Provider Services. My name is Madeline. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Madeline. This is Abigail from Family First Care, the home care agency. I wanted to find out who the service coordinator is for one of my patients.
Sure. I'll be happy to assist you with the member service coordinator information. And you said your name is Abigail.
Mm-hmm.
Is that spelled A-B-I-G-A-L-E?
G-A-I-L. A-B-I-G-A-I-L.
All right. And first, let's show up your last name.
N, as in Nancy.
Thank you. Telephone number and extension?
267-551-7438. That's my direct line.
All right. So I have 267-551-7438, direct line. Is mm-hmm. that correct?
Correct.
May I please have the NPI number?
Second, please. Can I give you the tax ID?
Sure.
Okay, it's 822-843-555.
All right. And the provider's name?
The patient's name?
The provider?
Oh, it's Amara Health.
No, the provider, are you calling from Amara Health?
No. This is Family First Care, the home care agency. Sorry, I wasn't sure what you were referring to.
Sure, no problem. And do you have the provider's first name, first and last name, or the tax ID number?
I do not. I'm sorry.
Okay. Do you have the provider's ID number?
Just a second, please. Yes, it's 307-82894.
All right, and may I please have facility? All right, may I please have the name of the facility you are calling from?
Family First Care.
And may I please have the last four digits of the tax ID number?
Yes. 3555.
Thank you. And are you calling from the provider's office or on behalf of the provider's office?
No, I'm calling from the home care agency.
Okay. And could you please provide me the address to the home care agency that you...
Yes, it's One Winding Drive.
Okay, and may I please have the member's ID number that you are calling about?
I have their Medicaid ID. Is that helpful?
Yes.
Okay. It's 590-714-8505.
And may I please have the member's name and date of birth?
Andres Sanquez. Andres Sanquez, Senquiz. Date of birth is 7/26/97.
Thank you. And do you know what plan a member has?
I'm pretty sure it's AmeriHealth.
Okay.
That's what it says here. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Just making sure, because I do see the member has two members' ID numbers. All right. So let me pull up the member service coordinator information just a moment. All right, so all right, so the member service coordinator is not listed.
Oh, is it because they just got the waiver?
I'm not sure if one was assigned to them or not. It's just not listed in our system.
Okay, do you know where I'd be able to find it? Find out who they are?
Well, you may want to contact the member and ask the member, because we don't have it in our system, so I'm not sure how we will be able to find if the service coordinator wasn't updated in our system.
Okay, fine. Okay, thank you.
Well, they might have to call member support services, and they can see if that's updated on their side. If not, the member can have a service coordinator updated.
Okay, fine. Thank you so much.
This is for AmeriHealthcare Talk Pennsylvania, this plan, not CHC. So this is only for AmeriHealth.
Okay.
All right. Was there anything else that I can assist you with today?
No, that's okay. Thank you.
No problem. Enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you for calling
AmeriHealthcare
Talk Pennsylvania.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.